Tonight is still Chodesh Teves, Shechol B'Chanukah. I want to discuss four very common shailas. I say it's very common because it happened this year and the year before. It happens to be whenever I'm at Kisa Torah, there's always problems on Chodesh Cholios B'Chanukah. I'll tell you what the shailas are. So, first of all, the Kisa Torah of Chodesh Teves, Cholios B'Chanukah is, first we do, in the first day of Torah, make sure to give the Chazan a Chodesh one, because and second Sefer Torah is Pesum Nisa. The reason is, although one could say maybe Pesum Nisa on Chanukah is so important, so maybe the Chanukah Sefer Torah should be first. So the answer is, if you can do both, then Todah She'eni Todah, Todah Kodam, it overrides Pesum Nisa. If the case, let's say, you can only do one, it's not when we get to Kriyas Torah, let's say half Torah of last Shabbos. The half Torah, we can only do one half Torah. So should we do Chanukah, or should we do the, if it would have been Rosh Chodesh, then what would have we done? Would you have done Rosh Chodesh, or would you have done Chanukah? And that answer is you do Chanukah, because for some reason it's more important. Now, so, but
how,
when by half Torah, after this, why can't we do two after this? Obviously you don't. Yeah, I don't know why.
Why can't we do?
Yeah, good. You like to do two Chris after this. Yeah, okay. Now, here comes the first shayla like this. The Gemara says that what the main criteria is Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow, the main criteria is Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah, although we do lane it, but the Loshon of the Gemara is Ein Mashgichin B'Chanukah. I mean, it's not an important Kriyas Torah. So, let's say, there was a story that Rashi had this story, that the Balkari ended up, on the first Sefer Torah, he ended up laying four aliyahs. That means in a normal Rosh Chodesh, as you all know, we lay in Rosh Chodesh four aliyahs. Right? But, he ended up, he only realized afterwards, which actually today I was by a minyan, and if he wouldn't have stopped them on time, I would have had exactly the same shayla. He stopped, you know, Shnayim, and I mean, last I made. That's the first aliyah. And you're supposed to stop the next one, Shem, because since Shavir Sahin, right? You're supposed to stop by Levi. In order to make three aliyahs, because Chanukah, you only have four together. So if you're going to do the normal aliyahs and Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have four, you're going to have to do a fifth one. Well, we'll see in a minute. What should he do? So he ended up doing four aliyahs in Rosh Chodesh. Now, what should he do? So he's got a choice. Either he can stop there and do nothing in the next Sefer Torah. Why? Because the din is a misifin. On Rosh Chodesh, you can't have less than four and you can't have more than four. So, what are you going to miss out? Chanukah? No, we said already, the Gemara says Chanukah is not such an important one. Eimesh Gichem Chanukah. Or, Lemaisa, if you only do four, what would be the second Sefer Torah? If you took out a second Sefer Torah, it would be a pagam. Be a zilz on the second Sefer Torah, you never used it. So I have here a shayla. What's more important? A pagam on the Sefer Torah, and therefore maybe I should do a fifth aliyah, or the idea of keeping to four aliyahs, so I should do four. So I'm not Shulchan Aruch says in a story that happened to Rashi, and it nearly happened to me today, that one should do a taka of fifth aliyah. So a quiz question, how can you have five aliyahs on the Chanukah? The answer is if you do, like we said, by mistake, you do the four regular Rosh Chodesh aliyahs, and you're stuck. What should you do with the second safety, or you do a fifth aliyah? Oh, very good question. What happens if he hasn't said the last bracha? On that, the Bishasa speaks out. That's going to be a problem of Medalgin. Medalgin means in the same aliyah, within the same bracha, you can't jump. Can't jump to two in yonim. Not because of Hefzah, it's a din of Medalgin. You can't jump to two in yonim with one Sefer Torah. It's a din of the Gemara, I'm not sure why, but it's a passing. Where a Medalgin Shnei in yonim. Where's it in Nogel Moshal? On the Tanit Sibyl. On the Tanit Sibyl, you know we do jump over there. Okay, that's even. Yeah, we miss out a couple of Sukkim because that's. Okay, obviously it's. Yeah. No, not because of the same page. It's not the same page. It's two pages later. Yeah, so it's about two pages later. We miss out. We roll it on. There, it's all one in yon, so we're allowed to be medalog with the one Kriyas HaTorah. But one Kriyas HaTorah, to have two in your name, to jump, like you said, within the same bracha, or even after the same bracha, no. So a separate Sefer Torah is okay, right? But right, so therefore Eim Adagin is something that Rabbi Yossi speaks out. So therefore the answer to this first shayla is, if by mistake tomorrow you only realize at the end of the Kris, at the end of four aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, he's messed himself up, he's got one aliyah left for Chanukah, he should do it with the fifth aliyah. This state in Shulchan Aruch, last sif in Hilchas Chanukah. Now here comes a second shayla, which my brother told me last year it happened in Gateshead, which can easily happen anywhere else. He was a little bit cleverer than in this case, and he's realized when he's come to Rosh Chodeshem, that's for the fourth regular aliyah, then he's realized, oh vai, he's only got one aliyah left, and now he's going to make a mess. If he does the fourth aliyah on Rosh Chodesh, he's going to have the same problem again. He's going to have a fifth aliyah for Chanukah. However, here, maybe he's got a better idea. So here he's got, again, two choices. Either have five aliyahs, taka, call up the fourth person for Rosh Chodesh, and the fifth aliyah will be in Chanukah. But here, there says Rav Ozna, and that's what the Tzur Yaakov actually says, it says Rav Ozna, maybe I've got a better idea. Take the second Sefer Torah, which is rolled for Chanukah, and now re-roll it in the Rosh Chodesh. Like that, I can keep to four aliyahs, and there's no pagam because I'm using the second Sefer Torah. I don't have Chanukah, we already said. On Rosh Chodesh Chanukah is not so important. To Eimish Kichim Chanukah. I've got a much better idea, right? Three aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah. Now he realizes by the fourth aliyah, Oivai, he's got Ov Rosh Chodeshem till the end left. What should he do? So, what? No, so he should open up the next Sefer Torah and roll it from Chanukah to Rosh Chodesh and then make the fourth aliyah in Rosh Chodesh. And leave Chanukah, because we said Eimish Kichim Chanukah, it's not as important. If things happen, then leave it out. So, we don't want to name three. No, so that's what he said, because that's called Eim Adalgin. Oh, you're talking about in the second Sefer Torah. One minute. But that's again two in yonim. You can't do two in yonim with one bracha. You can't do two in yonim. It's a shchodesh and Chanukah. You can't do two in yonim with one bracha. That's called medalgin. And for that's out. So Rav Ozna clears, in Chelek Aleph he actually says, you should do like the Shulchan Aruch says now, first Shaila, Taka make five aliyahs, finish off. And in Chelek Vav, he was Chayza, and he said, no, take the second Sefer Torah, and roll it to Chanukah, and like that, you've gained four aliyahs, and it doesn't matter, you've had Chanukah. Is that a Pagam though? As long as you've used it, Pagam Pshat is, you're not using it, so it looks like it's possible. You've used it. It's sure that it's kosher. So if that happens, which, right? So Rav Ozna says you can do what you want. So you can decide to do what you want. And that is the second shayla. I have two more shaylas. Another shayla which happened also, I remember clearly last year, it happened in this room. And it can happen very easily, and not only on Chanukah, that you give the chazan. And there's two Sefer Torah, and you're supposed to give the Chazan, of course, the Rosh Chodesh one first, and then you give the Chazan the second Sefer Torah. What happens? You give the Chazan the second Sefer Torah by mistake. You can't tell. Hey, open up. You can't. Nice. You gave it. Put on the Bima. Second Sefer Torah. The Chanukah. You open up. Oyvai. Vayoyim. Tomorrow can be a Shvi. What should we do now? So many Tamid Chachamim or Kol Tamid Chachamim will say, oh, say, forget, you have to roll it. Why? Because if you just close it, it's a begam in the Sefer Torah. Yeah, you can't, it looks like it's possible. Of them come the great Kiddush, that's what happened last year. I do remember correctly, that's what happened last year. People were saying, no, Chas Hashan, you have to roll it. Don't take out the next one. Don't just change it. It's a begam. I told them, no, the Bi'alocha, lastly, Bi'alocha in the same Sefer Novas Chanukah says the following. A begam was only if you're never going to use a Sefer Torah. Not never, if you're going to put it back. Let's say a normal weekday, you only have one Sefer Torah. My mistake, you took out an old one from Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is. Then, to put that back and take out the right one, you're not going to use the first one they took out. That's a pagam. However, here, you've got an Eitzah. In a minute's time, we're going to use it. So therefore, the Eitzah is don't bother rolling it. It's quicker. Left Techa Tzibora, quickly close it up. Take out the right one and swap over.
Do you want to go?
No.
Close it up properly.
Close it up. Yeah, close up. and give it back to the guy in the chair. And in a minute's time, when we finish Rosh Chodesh, then you'll take out. Oh, no, that was said to Mr. Korn. Pagam is only, if you're never going to use it, it'll look like it's possible. Pagam is not what we think, it's a zilzal. Maybe it's a short stick of zilzal because you're not using it, but pagam pshat is that it's going to be possible. You've never told anyone it's possible because you're going to use it in 2 minutes' time. People don't realize, yeah? And last year, I told them. No, so I tell you. No, so as I said, if you take the wrong one out, now you're not going to use it now, then it's not going to pick up. If you're arguing, when else is in a gap?
You're going to use it anyway, so I'm going to say it.
I said, that's not pick up because you're not showing how it's possible, and it's clear. No, Tadi Kaidim. No, Tadi Kaidim is very strict. It happens often that I've had it with me a couple of times. Chol HaMoed Pesach. If you remember, there's two Sefer Torah. There's the normal Kriya, which is whatever Parshas Kisis and Parshas does. Then there's a Mafti. So very often, a mistake, we don't realize, and we open up the Mafti Sefer Torah. The same thing. People say, no, you have to roll it, it shouldn't be a Pagam, and get it to the right place and do the Tadi first. Then says, no, close it up. Give it back to the person who took it, change over, open up the right one, do Tadi Koidam, then you're sorted. It's a very important bi'alacha to know that a pagam is only if you're never going to use it, and then people will think it's possible. The fourth shaila is, the last shaila of today, is a hemshech in this first shaila. When a person, till now we're a bunch of Talmidei Chachamim, and we realize, the Baal Kohen realizes, Oiva, he's opened up the Chanukah Sefer Torah, what should he do? What will happen if the guy has made a baruchu already? So let's go stage by stage. He's already said Baruch Hu. So here's important to know. Baruch Hu is not yet started the Brocha. Baruch Hu is a nice Brocha. Let's bench Hashem. You can do it theoretically now, tomorrow, anytime in the middle of the day. If you have 10 people, it's not the best thing to do. But if you did do, Baruch Hashem is nothing. It just means bench Hashem. So therefore, Baruch Hashem just means bench Hashem. And then we go back to how we've said till now. Swap over the Sefer Torah, close up, and swap over. What happens if you started the Brocha already? And not only if you started the bracha, the same if you started to lay. Yeah? Well, people should answer Baruch Shem and Vayra. He doesn't say Baruch again. No? I hear the Shaila, but I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, but. Yeah, I must tell you, I didn't see this shaila clear, Mr. Shani. It's a good shaila. Should he say Baruch Hu again? It's probably a not sure. I doubt it somehow, but I'm not sure. The shaila. What happens if the Baal Kohen wasn't such a Talmud Chacham and the guy started the bracha? Well, who are then you've started laning, right? Because saying a bracha is like starting to lane. So here comes a machlekas, just a Ramah and the Bi'a Halacha B'Shem most achronim. Ramah says a massive chiddush. He says, Tadi Koidim is so important, you should better, in middle, wherever you are, close up the Sefer Torah, even in the middle of a Zaliyah, take out the next one, and carry on the Rosh Chodesh without a new bracha. Without a new bracha. Yafsik be'emtza. One minute. Ve'im tzorch levarich. Ve'im tzorch levarich ayim be'a locha. Just 1 minute. Should he make a new bracha? Here we are. Shnei days. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I missed out that point. You should make a new bracha. The Nergin, the Maisa, to make a new bracha. Just a bracha. Same shayla. Yeah. For argument's sake, let's leave it. Bracha, you should start the new bracha again. Why am I bringing it? It's the Maisa, the Halacha, the Maisa. Says the Halacha, the Shem Revachronim. It's not nice to interrupt a Kriya. If he started the actual Chanukah Aliyah, then he should finish off the Aliyah. Till Levi. Wow. Only till Levi. One second, is that what it says? Maybe not till Levi. No, saying it wrong. He should finish off the whole yoim, you might as well. And then that, you've just got it the other way around. So you're doing one aliyah for Chanukah, then you do your Rosh Chodesh one with three aliyahs.
So that's what I say.
The Ramah wants to say halacha lemaisa. Tadi Koidim is so strict that you should rather stop wherever you are and stop in middle, make a new bracha, and just doing the normal seder. However, the Ramah says you're being too smachme. Tade koydim is a shein inyan. Oh, it doesn't mean it overrides and adke de kachki stuff to stop in the middle of aliyas. Dos nish. Says we alach b'shein mreva koydim. Not like the Ramah. Rather, do tackle the other way around. If it's too late, if you read something the bracha, finish off your chanukah, sefer Torah, your hagba, and do your next sefer Torah. And yeah, and again, yeah, okay, Adkan. So those are the four shailas. So I'll quickly recap the four shailas. Just the four questions.
Basically, one to four, like you're saying, instead of doing the one, is rolling up and bringing it to the Torah. You just carry on.
What, in
you've got the one to clear out, book the Ramah, just carry on.
Carry on, yeah. Yeah, carry on. Yeah, and you should carry on because...
You said that happened last year. Didn't you do that?
Because we were before the... I hadn't yet...
Yeah. And before you made the bracha, then you should change it.
Before I made the bracha, I should change it. After I made the bracha, then the Bialocha says I should just carry on. Yeah. So those are the four shaylas. The first shayla was he by mistake ended up, he's done all four aliyahs of a shchodesh like a regular shchodesh. He's got one left for Chanukah. He should do the ma'aseh halacha, he should do the fifth aliyah for Chanukah. The second shayla was if he'd realized after the third aliyah, just before the fourth aliyah, what should he do? That either Rosna says he should carry on and do a fifth aliyah, or you can do your fourth aliyah in roll with the second safe Torah and do your fourth aliyah only for a shchodesh in the second safe Torah. That was the second shaila. The third shaila was what happened last year, that the guy had not yet made the bracha and just opened it and realized he's got a wrong safe Torah, close it up and take out the rabbi, it's not a pagam because you're going to use it. And the fourth shaila was if you've gone too late and you've already started the bracha, you've already started leaning, and the Bialocha says, what we pass on Achal Maisa is finish off and you've done out there, you've done the not toddy before the toddy, but. Okay.